Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And I think I've put a cloth diaper on my baby, this baby, maybe like 3 times. So I did actually offer my diapers to someone else a couple weeks ago. I was like, are you interested in cloth diapering? She was like, yeah, actually, we really want to. And I was like, do I have 100 for you?
Yeah, I counted mine and Alexander was mortified.
So many of mine I did not buy.
Yeah.
So many.
That was the thing I could tell him, was that many of them were shipped to me for free or at like 30 to 50% off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you had that whole like diaper.
It was my thing for a bit.
You were like a brand partner and ambassador.
Nikki, it was exciting. It was the season.
That was the season I met you in, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then I let them go to the shrooms. No, I actually was able to sell my whole lot of like 150. Well, I gave you my newborns.
Yeah.
And then I sold my other ones to somebody who was very excited. And she was excited that there was like every kind imaginable. I was like, girlfriend, you can try every type of diaper right here.
You choose. You choose your own adventure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was like, sell what you don't like. But please, take all of them from me.
Enjoy these two totes full of diapers. Mm-hmm. But really, cloth diapering is great.
Yeah.
Stays in the episode. Cloth diapering is great. We highly recommend it.
Yeah, I mean, I stuck with it for a very long time. The 3 in cloth was hard.
Yeah.
Or 3 kids, even just with 1 or 2 in cloth, was hard. And then moving. So we moved when my littlest was 1. So like we were gearing up for a move and then moving.
A when move you did by born. Yourself.
Like, yeah.
Packed up your whole house on your own. Which was...
Well, my husband was here, but.
But, like, you didn't have movers.
Yeah. So that took most of my energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't for us for that season, but I loved it when it was for us. I probably put my littlest in a cloth diaper. Enough to get the cute pictures for the brand ambassadorship.
And I mean, there is nothing cuter than a little baby in a fluff butt.
I know. Plus, like, I have pictures of all my kids. My oldest's newborn photos are in cloth. And I think that I certainly, that might be one of the photos I have of my youngest in too, the same exact diaper.
That's sweet.
It's just cute. Which, if people aren't into cloth diapering, they probably think is the weirdest thing that all three of my kids have worn the same diaper, but it's a thing.
It's adorable. It's a family heirloom at this point. It's probably upstairs in my diaper disaster.
Yeah, because I remember showing it to you when I gave you all of my newborns.
This is my most sentimental diaper.
All right. Welcome to the Adventure Mamas podcast. We are Nikki and Ashley, and today we are going to be recapping an adventure that I took with my family. It was our first camper adventure of the year, of the season, of the camping season.
Yes, it is camping season.
It is. Yay. That was a mental adjustment for me to spring being adventure season instead of summer. The difference between Georgia and New York.
Because it gets so hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, well, summer's also adventure season. But yeah, it's different. Different kinds of adventure when it's sweltering.
We're looking at 100 degrees this week already.
What? That's wild.
It's abnormal.
To hit 90. But yeah, I feel like it's just a hot week.
Yeah. It's not... That's not typical of May. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I guess, not super atypical either. We are starting the hot season here in Georgia. So yeah, I'm hoping to make my way up north if Canada even wants us.
Yeah, I don't know if Canada wants us.
We'll see. But anyways, we went for our first camping trip of spring.
Yay.
And we went to a blueberry farm in Jacksonville, Florida. It's called Blue Bayou. I want to give them the hugest shout out because they were absolutely incredible. Such a strange hidden gem.
Where did you find them?
I found them on both Harvest Hosts and Hip Camp. I found them originally on Harvest Hosts, but mm-hmm. they have like... I don't know. They're set up. I think I'm moving away from that and moving more to Hip Camp overall. They didn't have an option for the amount of nights we wanted to stay, but Hip Camp did. So.
Do you find that when you're looking at Harvest Hosts that they tend to be looking at longer stays, more like woofing or?
No, but I've never heard that term either.
You don't know woofing? Oh, it's like the world. It's a larger scale Harvest Hosts.
Oh.
It's the World Organization of Organic Farms, I think is what it stands for. But basically, you go do farm stays and like trade labor for lodging.
Okay, new plans are unlocking in my brain right now.
It's international. I know several people who did it. Like after college for a while.
What? I'll have to look into that. No, actually, on the opposite, I've been finding more Harvest Hosts, and I found this there too, because they had a lot of people with Harvest Hosts coming in. A lot of times it's people that are living in their RVs or mm-hmm. RVing long term, and they just need an overnight, like they just need someplace to park for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I didn't renew my Harvest Host subscription because, like, it was hard to find places that had their extended stays were 3+ nights. And I was like, if I am taking my adventure crew out and hand cranking this pop-up camper out, like, I am staying more than 2 nights.
Is that fun for you to set up and tear down every day?
But I saw that they were on, like, they had their website listed, and on their website they said they were on Hip Camp too. Now Hip Camp, there was a fee I forget how much it was. It was reasonable for me to do it because your girl's got an adventure budget she has to adhere to. I want to say it was between $15 or $30 a night. Might have been closer to $15, mm-hmm. but I forget exactly. Whereas Harvest Hosts, they ask that wherever you stay, you spend at least $35 in their gift shop.
Okay.
So like you're paying them in like gift shopping things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they are on Hip Camp. They are on Harvest Hosts as well. And I closed my outline. I cannot do this. I didn't print it because my printer is currently possessed.
Ugh, but you're going to have so many copies of the same curriculum that you didn't need.
It is obsessed with printing The Good and the Beautiful Kindergarten ELA. It won't quit.
And if you had just waited like 3 more weeks, I could have sent you everything.
Gosh.
What did that get you? Was it like a really primitive site? What is like $15 a night or $30 a night? What does that get you in terms of amenities?
Theirs was listed as pets allowed, which we didn't take our pets, which I'm glad because mm-hmm. there was a lot of pets around.
Were you solo mama or was your husband there?
I was solo 2 days and he came up after work on Friday.
Okay.
So I was there Thursday and mostly Friday. Like and then
a mix.
Yeah. And so, but we had somebody watch the dogs because I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
There's also a petting zoo. So it was just a lot that my dogs, a lot of mischief my dogs could have gotten into.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, so they had, it was a farm and they had a field
mm-hmm.
and you can park in the field. There was power. That was normally an additional charge, but here's the thing I loved most about them is like, they were the most down to earth, chill people. So like, I'm sure I didn't pay for electricity, but they're like, you're right here. Like we aren't booked out. Like there's a plug right there. I doubt you're going to go over 20 amps. Just if you need to plug in anything, just do it right mm-hmm. there. Like, and then in a similar way, it said that there was bathrooms, but no showers. So I was like, cool, 4 days, we'd just be stinky. Sure. And this part was a little bit odd, but fine. Like everything was fine. It was like mm-hmm. their store bathroom. Mm-hmm. So like we would go in and use the store bathroom. And we'd brush our teeth in there. And there was a shower, which they said we could use if we needed to. But also like, it was fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a lived in bathroom or like it was maintained to be a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
They had hard water and like, this isn't, I don't want to say anything negative about them because it was wonderful.
Right.
But also like showering my 3 goblins in a general store, like a nature shop, like, no, we'll just be stinky.
Right. I don't need them clean that much.
Yeah. But
similar with Hip Camp hosts, just being very like above and beyond in terms of mm-hmm. like, well, you paid for this, but this could also be available. Like I know we did one Hip Camp a couple of years ago where we just had like a tent camping spot. They also had a cabin on site. And once the people who checked out of the cabin checked out, she came down and she was like, hey, if you guys want to use the shower in the cabin, like, go ahead.
Hey.
And again, I was like, I'm not showering my kids. It's not worth it. But like that same kind of like, I did not pay to stay in the cabin. Like I did not pay to have access to a shower and hot water. But they were more than willing to be like, hey, no one's using it and you're here. Do you want to go ahead and do this? Which is really nice with Hip Camp and things like that. Just that sense of like what Airbnb should have been before it became what it is now.
Yeah. It's just cozy. Like, yeah. the host, so the host was like the on-grounds manager. So he lived there and he like helped take care of the farm and the animals. But he also was just constantly taking care of guests. Mm-hmm. But he was so great. My kids all loved him. His name was Mr. Will. And he had a gator and not a real one. Like
I was like, excuse me.
There was a pond, but there were no gators. He had a farm vehicle gator.
Oh, okay. Makes more sense.
I mean, it was Florida, so.
Right? Like, anything could have had, you could have convinced me of anything with that sentence. He had a gator.
But, like, my kids loved, he took them all around, like, one by one on rides around on the gator, around the farm.
How fun.
And then that was just because my kid was like, whoa, that's cool. And he was like, hop on, I'll give you a ride. He's like, is it okay with mom? I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, at that point. There were multiple people around. It was also, the neat thing was, is it was their opening weekend for blueberry picking, which I definitely planned it to coincide with blueberry season, but I did not plan for it to be their big opening day with hundreds of people coming to pick blueberries.
Oh.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Interesting. Was it like people way up in your space?
No.
Did it feel like too much, or it was spread out enough that?
No. So the blueberry fields were like far to the left. Not far, like you could see them from our camper, but like people like came in and parked, and then to the left were the blueberry fields, and like to the right was the field with the campers. So like, yes, there were people. We actually, that's the day that we went and did some exploring too, though, because I was like,
so left the farm and did some exploring out and about.
Yeah. But because of that, they had their owners and their store manager and all these extra people like working on projects and stuff. And my oldest was helping them. And I checked many a times to make sure he was actually helping them. And they said, no, like, he's actually really great. Like, he's helping us. So we helped them get ready for opening day.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a huge sandbox. So, like, this is one of the things. I closed the outline. I'm just chatting now.
Okay. But I have the outline, so I'll steer you back if I.
Great. Great. Steer me. it was the most kid-friendly campsite I've ever been to. Ooh. Potentially including state parks.
Amazing.
So they had a huge sandbox with, like, big diggers and stuff in it. Like, the ones that, like, you use your arms to control the scoop and ride on it. Huge sandbox with that. So many blueberry bushes. We went blueberry picking for sure. My kids picked 19 pounds of blueberries.
This blows my mind. 19 pounds of blueberries. That is so many blueberries.
That was 4 or 5 pound buckets. I mean, I picked probably a lot. But, like, they stayed focused and, like, they were picking still that whole time. I just picked faster, I think, you know?
Right.
I also didn't eat as many. One of my girls, like, would like take
one in your bucket.
Whole handfuls at a time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we did not, thankfully, they took 9 pounds of those blueberries off our hands because they sell to people who make jams and stuff, and they collect for like local people. Like people will ask for so many pounds of blueberries and they will pick them for them. So they took that off because otherwise I would have had like $140 worth of blueberries.
Yeah. I mean, did you want that many blueberries? Like what's the plan here? Did you want to be drowning in blueberries?
If they were the right price. I also misunderstood the price. They were 5 pound buckets. And I, for some reason, I thought it was $5 a bucket or even $5 a pound. But they were $9 a pound, which is still very comparable. Like at the stores.
Yeah.
At that point, they were $5 for a clamshell. Like,
Yeah.
Very comparable to have a great quality, great tasting, the experience, all that. But very different price point than what I was expecting when I encouraged my kids to pick almost 20 pounds of blueberries.
Sure.
But my plans, which I did do one, I canned 12 cans of blueberry jam my first time. I know. And now I realize too, like I'm very much like, I want my kids to leave me alone while I'm figuring out the process. But now that I did a batch, I'm like, okay, now we need to go again and pick another 10 pounds of blueberries so that I can teach my kids how to make jam.
Yes.
It's very reasonable.
You could also do strawberries, or you could wait until the fall and teach them to do applesauce. Lots of options.
Lots of options. It's true. I have to see if strawberries are still in season here. We're earlier here.
Yeah, might be too hot already.
Although I have a couple strawberry plants that have some strawberries growing. Certainly not enough for jam. I have three little baby strawberries.
That's exciting. We have like a whole mess of strawberry plants. And if any strawberries make it into the house, I am surprised, let alone into like something that needs to be cooked. Those, I just send the kids out. I'm like, go eat strawberries from the side yard.
Which is also a dream.
Yeah. It's a good deal.
But yeah, and then I have the last bit is in the freezer to make blueberry muffins. And literally my kids just ate handfuls of blueberries. They ate a full 5 pounds before we left the farm. Just straight out of the bag. I just didn't, I didn't say no to blueberries.
They were there in abundance.
Yep. On top of that, they have, what do they call it? 2x2, Blue Bayou's 2x2 petting farm or petting zoo. And so my kids went and fed all the animals, would watch them randomly, like from outside the fence. But then Mr. Will brought them in to let them feed the donkeys and goats. There's a turkey, lots of chickens, some alpacas. Yeah, that was it. They collected the eggs from the chickens. They caught a chicken and held it. But even that is so like, so chill. So like, he was like, oh yeah, we just had to get rid of five baby goats.
Yeah.
Because some of the goats had babies. And he was, it was just so like down to earth. Cause he was like, yeah, I need to call in somebody. Like the mom still had too much milk. He was like, I don't know how to milk a goat. So I'm calling in somebody from a neighboring farm to come and teach me how to milk these goats and try to relieve that. Like their babies aren't here anymore. They need to not be weighed down. And then like he said, like somebody dropped them like an abundance of turkeys one year. So like they had these turkeys for a while. There was an accident with them that was unfortunate. So a bunch of the turkeys died. But like it was just really like, oh yeah, the donkey is a year old. It's that one and that one's baby. And we're going to have to either sell it or get it in its own pasture because boy, donkeys don't get along after a year. Like,
yeah.
It felt like how I would run a farm.
Like I like that.
Yeah. A little bit of making it up as I go.
but a whole lot of heart.
A lot of learning on the fly, which is most of being an adult, I think.
Yeah. But also just like a lot of transparency, like, and just really humble, really down to earth, really fun to be around people.
Yeah.
You'll laugh at this. It was big youth pastor energy in this. So, like, I say that with all the love in my heart. For listeners who don't know, I was a youth director for many a year. I get it.
Nikki has big youth pastor energy sometimes.
I do. I have big youth pastor energy. But the director, or like the owner of the farm and the manager of the country store used to be youth pastors together. And... And like one of the days, this is the biggest example of youth pastor energy. There was one day, like it got pretty hot and it was the day before their opening day and they're doing like 100 different projects. They had a builder quit the day before their opening day to build like a building or like a.
That's why they had to hire your son.
I know. It was like a shade area, essentially. Yeah. Like it had would have some sort of roof, but it was just poles otherwise, you know? So they're trying to put something together just for shade for people to eat because their country store also like cooks hot dogs and hamburgers and a lot of that. Kind of reminded me of Holly Fork Farm in Virginia that we went to. It was similar to that type of feel, the whole place. But in the midst of all that, the day is winding down. And the owner comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, I just set up a slip and slide." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I brought out the slip and slide." He's like, "Will is weed eating so that like they aren't like going into a bunch of weeds there. He's weed eating around the pond." And I was like, "It doesn't go into the pond, right?" And he was like, "No, like it'll stop right before it." And that is, I texted you that night and I was like, "Not on my bingo card, my baby naked slip and sliding."
That's on a farm. So cute. So cute.
We just stripped. So
they were just like, "You know what this family needs? A slip and slide."
Yeah. They're like, they ran water to it and they were like, "If you got some Dawn, that'll get them like some good speed going." They're like, "We'll set up the sprinkler on it going down the hill towards the pond." I was like, "Cool." Like, this is not what your guys' energy should be going to, but also like I'm here for it. And have you ever seen a better example of youth pastor energy?
Like, it is the slip and slide.
Like they just have a slip and slide. Where did that even come from, guys? Where were you keeping that?
Don't ask questions.
I know.
Just accept the slip and slide.
Embrace the slip and slide. So my kids didn't need the bath. Maybe that was it. Maybe they were like, "These family isn't using our shower." Let's get them a slip and slide. Toss some Dawn on it. It'll help. It was help. The
nicest way to tell you that you stank. Oh, I really hope that's it now.
Right. I mean, it would be honest. Like, And they had a bunch of power wheels. So they had like 4 or 5 power wheels that they had on like a charging dock station on the other side of the fishing hut. So my middle all day just power wheeled one day. Just like would switch from one, kill the battery, get a battery and a new one.
Good for her.
And at one point I was like, Hey, and I'm holding up my hand, like, stop, I need to talk to you. And she just looks over her shoulder and blows a kiss and waves. And she's wheeling away.
That's perfect.
And there weren't a bunch of young kids there. It was mostly middle age and up people passing through, although they said that like my kids were highly entertaining. that they were the best part of their stay there. Like, it's so
I never know what people mean when they say that my kids are entertaining. Like, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
It was a good thing. They were talking about my kid just smiling and waving while wheeling around the field for hours on end. Like, she's so cute. Non-problematic at all. Like, whatever. And the baby just loved sitting next to her, and they were just cruising. One of them had a radio, so they just turn on the radio, and both of them are just cruising in their Power Wheels with the radio on.
Precious.
Oh, it was perfect. But yeah, but there were some like teenage kids I would see, but I'm like, man, mm-hmm. this is the perfect place for young kids and families. Big pond that was stocked with fish and fishing poles. They had like some places to hike. And then the day that we left, we went, man, maybe 10 minutes away. And there was a nature reserve and they had a beautiful creek. Like mm-hmm. The most perfect sandy beaches. I've never seen a creek with sandy beaches. Usually where I'm from, creeks are rocky.
Yeah.
But this is Florida. And there's cypress trees in this creek, but it's like clear. It was, what do you call it? It starts with a T, I think. Tenons. The water was the color of tea, but it was clear. And it was just because there were cypress trees in it. Like they mm-hmm. released tannins. Yeah. So like the water's clear. I wouldn't drink it, but it's not like swamp water. It's flowing mm-hmm. water still. Yeah. But it's like the color of tea. And it was cool. And it was literally perfect. Like shaded cypress. There were some deep parts. There were some shallow parts. There were lots of kids there playing, but it wasn't overly crowded. Like it was literally like the most picturesque creek. Perfect day for kids. Let me look up the name for our listeners. I sent it to somebody recently. So I want to mess it up.
Recreate this magical weekend that Nikki had.
Oh my God. Like everybody should go to this place. And then, like I said, the creek, it was free. There is one funny story about the creek. Okay, the creek is North Fork Recreation Center. Now, I will say that there are two parts to North Fork.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Maybe both of them weren't North Fork. Down the road from each other, there are two. One is the North Fork Recreation where there is the creek. The other that you come upon, that we came upon first, has a big parking area. You can see it from the road. Looks like it has some trails. And we're like, cool, the creek is up there. There is no creek up there that we found. There is, however, 2 feet of sand that your Kia Carnival will get stuck in. While your kids panic about sinking into the sand and your husband sweats to death trying to dig you out. And well, I genuinely thought it was hilarious. Like I was, you know, he was like, we're stuck. And I'm like, so we'll dig us out. Like, whatever. Like, worst case scenario, we'll call our insurance company and they'll tow us out. And it was embarrassing, I think, for him. So I'm telling the world now on my podcast.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was hilarious. Like, we're there, like dog digging, just like armfuls. Like, when I say we were sunk in sand, the front end of my car was sunk. He found some, like, somebody chucked some, like, thin boards that he was able to, like, wedge under the tires. And we got out of there, like, 6 inches at a time, driving and then digging and then driving and then digging. And then he got mad because I get out and I'm on solid ground, and like we could see where it got more solid, like right ahead of us. And that's why we went through the deeper part. So we were like, oh, if we just keep enough momentum, get through this deep part, get to the other side, it's grassy. We can keep looking for this dang creek.
Yeah.
The creek was not there at all. So then we got to the solid part and I was like, he was still, I don't know, checking out the depth of the sand. I don't know. He was not with me. He was still outside of the car. I was like, screw this. I'm turning around and I'm going through the woods instead of through the sand pit, because the road was sand and the edges had more vegetation. So he finally got in after I did a K-turn and he was just like glaring at me as he's hearing all of the branches scrape on the car as I'm on this narrow road doing like a 10-point turn. And then proceeded to drive not on the road through the bushes and brambles as he's like dying inside about the paint being all scratched. But then we found the creek and all was well.
Yay.
All sins were forgiven.
What was hard? What was not great? Because so far it sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was one of the easier trips.
Nice.
I mean, the 2 days that were solo, like solo with kids, is difficult. I had to sleep with the baby to get her to go to sleep. The first night, it was still cold at night, and I cannot figure out how to get my baby to leave a blanket on her. So, like, it was 90 degrees in the day, but at night it's cold and I have these huge comforters in the camper, but she's sleeping on her own, which praise the Lord, two of my kids slept on their own.
Amazing.
I know. After I snuggled her to bed.
What is that like?
I still had one in the bed with me. The middle one, ironically. Just whatever. But then the baby woke up screaming bloody murder because she was cold, because she won't keep a blanket on. So she thawed on top of me and slept the rest of the night on top of me with a blanket over both of us.
Would she stay in like more of a sleeping bag situation?
She hasn't. I have a sleeping bag for each of my kids and she like won't put her body down in them. She honestly doesn't like blankets. Like she sleeps in our house with no blankets, but our house is also warm.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I would say like putting on hotter sleepwear, but when we go to sleep, like it's still solar ovening in that camper. Like I have fans going on us and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't want to
just the drop during the night when she's already asleep.
Yeah, and the moisture in the air, like, because it's so humid, like, that moisture, that it drops, and it just feels like cold towels on you. Like,
yeah.
So that's the struggle that I haven't figured out yet. The other one is my cooler, which I shared. Dearest gentle listeners, we have a Facebook group now.
Yeah.
Adventure Mamas, please join us for community and to help us solve our ongoing problems. Like, where can I find a cooler that lasts more than a day? I got a cute cooler. I got one of the cute, like, teal. They had, like, this 90s throwback line by Igloo at Target. And I got one of those. It's not the highest quality. But, like, I had to ice my food. I was nervous the entire time that stuff was going bad. And, like, I had ground turkey for tacos and just stuff that, like, warm corn, whatever. It will be warm. We're eating it tonight. It's fine.
Yeah.
But ground turkey. Meat
and stuff. Yeah.
And my coffee creamer. I don't mess around with my coffee creamer.
No.
So yeah, I just went to Dollar General a whole lot and got ice, but I would like to avoid that, especially since like there's no guarantee that when we're camping that Dollar General will be 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And even so, driving to Dollar General twice a day with kids, 10 minutes away.
You were refilling twice a day.
On some of the hot days, because there wasn't shade.
Is that paranoia, or you think it actually needed it?
Probably a little bit.
I don't mean that negatively.
No, I got you. So the other thing is it's not quite big enough. So it's full of food and there's not a whole lot of room for ice. So like mm-hmm. I put some ice in there, but it's melting quickly. And then anything that's on the top in the sun, like that plastic on the top of it is heating up and it starts cooking down onto any of the food that's on top. So essentially I need a bigger cooler that stays colder. Like I'd be down for even like ideally 2 days, but like 1 day with full confidence even. You know, which I know that there's some great ones that are made, but I also don't want to pay $500.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't want it to be like 50 pounds empty either. Like I've got to be able to haul it, at least be able to lift it into the back of my car. And ideally, if it's going to be heavy, have wheels.
Yeah.
Like that was a hard thing. Was that just that process? I need a new cooler.
Did you just get this one?
No, it's the one I've had.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
As long as we've been camping, it's not big. It's, like I said, it's coolers aren't cheap, but it's on the cheaper end of coolers.
Yeah.
I think it was like $100. And it's great for like a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would hold great for like a beach trip or a day out or something like that. But milk overnight. That was a hard thing. The only other unexpected hard thing, which I should know by now because this isn't my first rodeo even at a farm, is that roosters be crowing
at all hours.
If you have never been to a farm, dearest gentle listeners, I was under the impression that roosters just crowed when the sun came up, which surely would have been early but bearable. Nay, I say, they crow all night. Is crowing the right word?
Yeah.
And it was cute the first couple times during the day because they would go, and then my little girl would go, gaga doodle doo. I'm like, oh, it's so cute. But at 3 a.m, not as much.
Less cute.
Yes. But
he was making himself known to any predators and he was taking care of his flock. Or just being annoying. Both are possible.
I don't know. Like, it's fine. It's like, it's such a minor complaint, you know? It's just one of those like comical side notes. Like, if you camp on a farm, you might get woken up by roosters.
Yeah. But also, like, when you're solo parenting and you're having interrupted sleep on top of the interrupted sleep that you're having because of your children. Like, it is taxing. Yeah. Because, there's no tapping out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one else to relieve you. Keeping those children alive.
Yeah, it was funny too, like, there were a lot of campers around, but like we looked like David and Goliath. Like we were by far the most primitive. There was like 50-foot campers next to us almost every night.
Yeah.
It was just funny, like way to get it. Like a lot of retirees that were like, this is what we're doing now that we aren't working. Yeah. And I love that journey for them. Like, and I try not to let comparison be a thing. Like when I'm like out on my camp stove, like flipping burgers next to my tent on wheels and and their generators are humming next to me with their air conditioning. However, one lady who was very sweet lent me some Pam because I went to spray my pan. and our nozzles always fall off. And I picked up, and I didn't know that I got the nozzle-less Pam.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Like when I packed for camping.
Right. Because the nozzle had fallen off, not because that Pam creates a nozzle-less Pam, which would make no sense. I guess.
No, like the nozzle had fallen off. The cap went back on it. It got put back in our pantry.
Yep. Yep.
And then I picked it up and took it camping. So I went knocking on her, you know, house on wheels.
Right.
I was like, do you have some cooking spray you could spare me?
Huh? My chicks are trying to escape.
They're just in the room with you?
Yeah.
Can you show us?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know how easy or hard that is with your computer setup.
I will make it happen for you. Can you see them?
Babies! Oh, they're getting big!
They're big babies, yeah. That one of them was fluttering. That's how they were trying to escape. That was why my face was so odd.
Little babies. When can they go into the coop if they're trying to fly?
That's one of the reasons it took me so long to get on, was because I was asking Alec all of these questions. Apparently, when all of their fluff is gone, then we can move them outside.
And will the other hens just accept them?
That's kind of like a wait and see.
What
happens? We do have, so we have another smaller coop. We might keep them separate. It's like the way you'd introduce a dog, or, you know,
yeah,
a little bit of time and see how they do, and then give them their space again. And we'll see. We're not quite there yet. Except for apparently the one that was trying to fly away.
I love this. I'm so jealous. I'm your homestead. No roosters, though. They'll wake you up all night.
Nope, nope. We had a rooster for a while. We got rid of him. He went to a farm, legitimately. Not like the euphemism. He legitimately went to a farm and joined a flock of bachelor roosters.
You eaten your chicken yet?
Did I eat my chicken? No. Did my husband and my daughter eat the chicken? Yes. Yes, they did.
Your son middle didn't eat it?
No. No, no, no.
But he was fascinated about the process.
The process, absolutely. Eating it, hard no.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But my middle, really into chicken. Also tried turkey last week. Very into that. Tried bacon, did not like bacon.
Me either, girlfriend.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
I know everyone loves bacon.
The right person. Like, I don't like this, like the smell of it really bothers me. But
I know I'm regarded as a weirdo amongst the meat eaters.
Mm-hmm. For not liking bacon. That's not a popular opinion for a meat eater to have.
Yeah. Don't mind turkey bacon.
Yeah, and she did love the turkey. So Alec made her turkey meatballs, and she's like, these are so good.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Freaking out. Do you think you're going to venture into more meat?
I don't know. Like, my head is like, yes, I'm going to do that. And then Alex like, are you having some? And I'm like, no, no, I'm not. Today is not the day. So we'll see.
Fascinating, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting journey we're on.
My half vegan friends.
Yeah, I don't even know what we are anymore.
You got to ease into it with like the delicious things like sour cream and cheese.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing is that like my middle's very in. She's really excited about the meat that she's tried, but she and I both agree. She's like, I don't think, just like, I think cow dairy hurts my tummy. And I was like, yeah, like it might. That might just be where you're at, friend.
Yeah.
It's not.
Has she tried it or is it just a hypothesis?
No, she has. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But a couple times she's been like, that did not feel good. So.
I get that.
We'll see. So we're all over the place.
Same, just not with food. Just my brain.
You have a note in the outline, which you don't have in front of you, about Little House in the Big Woods.
Yes. So we listened to Little House in the Big Woods.
Yep.
Between The Way There and The Way Back, and alternating that with Blippi and Gabby's Dollhouse songs, taking requests from all the children. we managed to finish it, and my son loved it.
Yeah.
And I definitely like winced a little bit in some parts.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, like, cute. We got to explain a lot about different time frames. I loved there was a reel. I shared it because I felt it deep in my soul where the person said they were like, whenever my kids being sassy and attitude about limiting their screens, I read them my favorite chapter from Little House in the Big Woods where they slaughter the pig.
It's so good.
And my kids were fascinated with that chapter. So they, if you aren't familiar with the story, and the reel said it too, exactly like this. She was like, and then he blew up the bladder like a balloon or a ball. Or it was a ball I could kick around. My kids were
And then they played with it like all day.
And my kids are like, that's a thing. And I was like, it was back then. And the person on the reel was like, wow, aren't you enjoying your however many minutes of TV you were allowed now? And then they read on where they're like, but the best part is the pig's tail. And we wait forever and ever for it to roast. And then we eat it, and it's the best, like the best part of their day. And my kids were fascinated by that. And then they were fascinated by how a bear could have a drum. Like they were like, there's a turkey drum and chicken drum. There's not bear drums. And I was like, I mean, bears have legs, so they probably have drums. We just don't butcher our own bears and eat bear drums for dinner. Like it's just not a thing anymore. But yeah, but then there's also, you know, the discipline and some of the parenting tactics. Although it was funny, I read about a kid essentially cries wolf, a nephew or like some distant relative is crying wolf, and he gets like, so then he actually is standing on a beehive and is getting stung by bees and is screaming and screaming and screaming and nobody believes him. Boss says like, little liar deserved it. Like, shocked at that because I'm like, that's like you could have gone into anaphylaxis and they did not have epinephrine then. Like he would have died. Have you not seen My Girl Paw? No, he hasn't. It wasn't a thing, but like bees are not to be messed with. He just thought that the little liar deserved it.
But, like, if you had never seen anyone go into anaphylaxis from a bee sting, like, he wouldn't have known that that was a thing.
Like, the kid couldn't open his eyes. Like, they said his eyes were swollen shut. He was bedridden. Like, and I think the kid was only 8. Like, as a young child, Paul was pretty heartless. There were a few things that I just, like I said, I cringed and I just let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
Tried not to traumatize my kid secondhand by it. I don't care how much my kid is annoying me. I'm never going to be like, wow, you deserved 100 yellow jacket stings.
Like, yeah. Yeah. We would draw the line at like 50.
Yeah. Come on.
But yeah. Do you think you're going to, that's the only one that we've read too. Do you think you're going to keep going?
My son is really wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
Such a 180. The next book we've been listening to is Mary Poppins, like the original Mary Poppins, which is like an acid trip.
Yeah. We haven't done that one yet.
It is like Alice in Wonderland vibes type of acid trip.
Nice.
But also like a wonderful, my kids think it's hilarious because it's just so silly.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. My son thinks they are hilarious. My daughters riot if it is not Gabby's Dollhouse or Blippi. And they do not care how interesting the story might be. They riot at dawn. They will not have this nonsense in their car. So that is the conundrum now, too, with I have it currently on Libby, the second Little House on the Prairie uh-huh. book.
Yeah.
But I'm like, am I willing to hear the headache from the girls?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it was fun. It was fun. Like, what else did they do? They did a lot of things, and it was neat being on the farm while that was, like, we were listening to that. Because we were unplugging a lot and
mm-hmm.
collecting berries for jam. And did you listen to the book or read it?
I read it.
I didn't love the narrator for it.
Mm.
I think she was trying to channel Laura Ingalls, like on the TV show, and the way mm-hmm. she talked. But like, it just wasn't working.
Wasn't doing it for you?
No.
No. Well, Alec was the narrator for most of our reading, so he did a decent job, I guess.
Hitch him to Audible or whatever publishing company this was.
Yeah.
That needed, and she's like an acclaimed actress. I don't know who, I didn't recognize her name. So it doesn't live in my brain anymore.
Not that like, acclaimed.
Not that good with Little House on the Prairie. Oh, well. My boy loved it. I'll probably make my girl suffer through listening to more. But I love that car time. And that was one of mm-hmm. the reasons why we picked this place, too, was because it was like three and a half. No, it was just under 3 hours from our home. So a very reasonable distance.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. And it was good. And it was just really magical. Like, even the hard things were still magical, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cooking out, like cooking on my cook stove while everybody else cooked in their campers. But also then like my girl drives by on her power wheels and is waving at me. I'm like, it's fine.
Right. She's living her best living her best life.
It's great. Also my kids didn't eat the tacos. All they ate was blueberries. Shocker. They forfeited most of their food for blueberries that weekend.
There was food in their bellies.
Blueberry poops are a thing.
They oh. Have. Oh, my.
Yeah. It's okay. We aren't cloth diapering anymore, so I don't have to wash it. It's just really hard.
Just threw it away.
This is TMI for a lot of people, but also, like, our audience is mothers, so they shouldn't be too traumatized by this, but blueberry poops be grainy and hard to wipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a journey, but whatever. They ate handfuls of fresh blueberries that they picked. I can't be mad at that.
Right.
And now they ask for blueberry jam on their frozen Eggo waffles in the morning.
You finally let them learn that they could put things on their waffle?
Sometimes. dear gentle listeners, Nikki, for years, like, her kids did not know about syrup. Like,
they did for pancakes.
Waffles were plain and dry and portable, and there was nary a syrup drop on her beautiful white carpet. It was amazing.
Listen, I like keeping it that way because it's my favorite car breakfast. When we need to get out the door, just hand them, like, it's a grab and go. It's like a granola bar, but less crummy. Yeah. But now they know.
Now they know. Now they know they can have toppings.
Lame. Ruined. I'm just make a mess with their sticky fingers. When they're feeding it to the dogs, because that's what inevitably happens with the waffles anyways. Then my dog will have a jam face. This is a rabbit hole. It's a thing.
That it is jam the dog?
Yeah, like if they feed the jammed waffle to the dog, now the dog has blueberry jam on it.
Gotcha.
Inevitably, the dog will end up on my side of the bed with his jam face. My dogs lay on my pillows when they don't think I'm looking. I have many a video catching Todd on my pillow. And the look he gives me, like, oh, damn it, she saw me.
Ugh, spoiled again.
I let them on my bed, just not on my pillows, man. Anyways, I digress.
Todd and Dexter are like the co-hosts of this podcast.
Our little mascots.
Gosh. Any more thoughts on camping and blueberries? And it sounds like it was a really good time.
It was. And like, if you are local or a drivable distance from Jacksonville, like, go check them out. It's great. So they said they do berry season.
For those of us who don't live bordering Florida, Jacksonville is like the panhandle part of Florida, or
it's like northeast Florida. It's just north of like Daytona.
So like, is it
hour or two, like, north of Daytona?
Okay.
East coast.
Okay. So like still beachy.
Yeah. That's why there was sand near the creek. Yeah. They're like a little bit more of like,
I just bay-ish. Assume that there's sand everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, no, there is. But it's not super. I also haven't explored Jacksonville extensively, but it's a little bit more like bay-ish in waterways. Like when I've driven or gone to playgrounds in the city, like coastal for sure, but not like Virginia Beach. Like Virginia Beach is a city on a beach.
Yeah.
Like Jacksonville is a city near the ocean.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, listeners, if I'm wrong, let us know. I'm sure you will.
Tell us in the comments.
People love to tell people when they're wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe that's why we don't have that many comments, because we're always right.
Yeah. But you should still, like, maybe we should be more problematic for the algorithm.
Yeah. That's what the algorithm, we're not like clickbaity enough. What's the podcast equivalent of clickbait? We're not incendiary. Yeah. That's
the word. Rage bait people. Ashley let her kid butcher a chicken that they raised.
I did not. They were not allowed to kill the chicken. They could only defeather the chicken.
After it was killed?
Yes.
Did they watch it be killed?
No.
Okay.
I had several hesitations around that. I neither wanted my children to know how to kill something or think they knew how to kill something, or to see their father, who in fact did know how to kill something. I feel like those were all situations that could have gone awry later.
Very valid. Okay, let the world know. Ashley did not let her kids kill a chicken. There we go. No more comments anymore. You took away all our rage bait. If anybody is still interested in listening or following us, we're on Instagram at adventure.mamas.podcast. We're also on Facebook at the Adventure Mamas Podcast, and you can email us all of your hate. I mean, maybe not. We have gentle hearts. Email us your thoughts, though. Let me know. Is Jacksonville a beach? I don't know. I went to a farm. Our email is adventuremamaspodcast@gmail.com. We have a new Facebook group. Hey, find us there. It's just Adventure Mamas. Just threw in another.
Slightly different. Nothing shall be the same. Good luck.
When we get our website formally launched, it is also different. I didn't tell you that one. I bought the domain. It didn't work. Like, I couldn't transfer it. Maybe I could have, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. So I canceled and returned on it, thinking that then I could buy a new website, like stop trying to transfer it from my old website to that and just do it from scratch. And they're like, that's in use. And I'm like, no, it's not. I canceled the order. They're like, that's in use. So I had to choose a different.
Oh, no.
You know, whatever. Hopefully it's live by the time I say this. It is theadventuremamaspodcast.com.
The Adventure Mamas Podcast is something else, isn't it?
Facebook, I guess.
Yeah.
No, that's, oh yeah, that is the Adventure Mamas Podcast. Yeah. Okay. So the AdventureMamasPodcast.com, if it's not fully launched, it might have pictures of dogs on it still, but hopefully by the time this airs, there's pictures of us instead. We'll see.
Are they any dogs? Are they Todd and Dexter?
They are not Todd and Dexter. They are generic. Oh,
they're stock dogs.
Stock photos. Dogs. On that note, see you next week. Happy adventuring.
Happy adventuring.
Are you going to our website now?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.